That's the Civil War set. And you were out in Gettysburg last week playing for the reenactment?
Well, just a week ago, as a matter of fact, about this time.
You were on the battlefield.
Yes, we felt like we were fighting the Battle of Gettysburg. It was really a momentous event. This is the 125th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, and they had literally thousands of people over there dressed in Civil War uniforms, just terribly authentic. Yeah. They wanted all the participants to be as authentic as possible, so we were dressed accordingly. And I think there was more authenticity than you might even have hoped for. Right. The dust, the heat, and the 15-mile-long traffic jam.
We do a big part of our performances is sort of recreating or reenacting the 19th century parlor situation. We perform in costume, and we're using an ensemble that was probably the most popular ensemble in the parlor of the mid-century. Two singers, a male and a female, guitar accompaniment, flute accompaniment. And our full, now you don't have a piano here, but we also have a pianist that works with us too. And the three most popular instruments, piano, guitar, and flute. The big source for our music is the Foster Hall collection. Most of the arrangements that you're hearing are original mid-19th century settings of what, in a lot of cases, are more familiar tunes.
We began doing this about 6 years ago, a little over 6 years ago, as a matter of fact. Some of us in the ensemble were associates to the University of Pittsburgh, and we had actually been working on Renaissance music, but we had an interest in American music. And so we put together an all-Foster program at the Stephen Foster Memorial. And somewhat to our surprise, I guess, a number of people came.
We had several hundred people.
Yes, so we thought there are people who really love this music and want to hear it. So now we do a regular concert series at Foster Hall. We do four concerts during the year. Always do a Christmas, Victorian Christmas program. And then we do a fair amount of touring in addition to our regular concert series.
Hmm. Well, this Stephen Foster's birthday is Monday, of course. I don't have to tell you guys that. But I guess back before there were radio and television and records and MTV, the music came into the home with sheet music. That was...
Right, okay. Every parlor would have had a piano, an upright piano, and probably a guitar sitting next to it and a flute on top of it. And you would have had copies of the latest popular music of the day, which in mid-19th century, most of which were compositions by Stephen Foster. Mm-hmm. His songs, beginning with O Susanna, I think, which is one of the earliest ones we're doing, 1849 or so, they were incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stephen Foster, you could say there are basically two types of songs that you'll be hearing that Stephen Foster songs, the minstrel type of songs, which are sort of the up-tempo, Camp Town Races, O Susanna, and one that's a little less familiar, Glendy Burke. And then the parlor ballads, Beautiful Dreamer, I Dream of Jeannie, or actually that's not the title of the song, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. So you have those, so he wrote in several different styles. The instrumental settings that you're going to hear, one of them in particular, the theme and variations on My Old Kentucky Home, it's done by, not by Stephen Foster, but by a popular 19th century guitarist, William Fodeman. It just, when we go through this, the archives, and we see, first of all, we see all of the first editions, the settings of Foster songs in different editions, and how many were sold, and all of that kind of business. Then we see how many other composers set his music. It's really interesting because it just sort of shows the popularity. So a lot of his songs were arranged by other composer instrumentalists in solo settings, ensemble settings.
He was the first American composer to do full-time composition as his way of making a living. There were other composers, of course, but they had music stores and they taught and they were impresarios and performers on the side. But Foster determined that what he wanted to do was to compose music for the American people. So this is really a wonderful way to celebrate his birthday.
So we'll begin with Glendy Burke, and then after that you'll hear Beautiful Dreamer.